Hello, hello, hello. It's a special announcement from Becca. Before we kick off this quickie, but you may have seen on Instagram that Zach and I have finally become parents. Holy shit. This has been the most amazing week ever. And I've felt so sad at times that I haven't been able to talk to the Lady Gang community during this process. But we just decided after 5 years of our baby journey, we were going to keep this, you know, private and within our family and close friends. And it's just been a really magical time. And I feel like we've been holding our breath for the past 10 months, just wanting our baby to arrive safely, which he did. It's a little boy who got here last Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the morning. Zach and I were lucky enough to have been connected with this incredible woman who is a gestational carrier, also known as surrogate. And we matched with her about a year ago through our friends that actually were on the podcast, Taylor and Kyle from Elevate. They have the agency, and they just found us this wonderful, wonderful woman who gave us the greatest gift ever, which was bringing our son into the world. And his name, drumroll, we used family names. So from Zach's side, Rutherford, and from my side, Thomas, but he's going to go by Ford as a nickname for Rutherford. Rutherford. I can't even say my kid's name. We'll keep this in because that's how sleep deprived I am. Yes. So baby Ford is here and we are surrounded by our families, which has been really nice. But we just sit and stare at him and it's pretty magical. And I'll keep you guys posted. I'm going to take a little bit of a maternity leave, but we've recorded some of these episodes that you're going to hear before, before motherhood. But I am so excited to keep you guys in posted and informed about this new chapter of my life. And thank you guys so much for all of the supportive, you know, messages and advice along the way, because you guys have been part of this journey since the very beginning. So I love you all, and I'll see you guys soon. It's time for
a quickie. Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Lady Gang Quickie. I'm Becca here with Jack and Kelty.
Hello, welcome to the Quickie.
To the Quickie.
I was going to tell you something. The last time we recorded, Becca, you were talking about how you're like over your purse phase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to quickly just mention that I'm also over my purse phase. I gave myself a budget when I turned 40. Like, hey, you're 40. You're so fucking crazy good with your money. Like, you, everything you buy is half, like half off, or, you know, like from the real, like just go to Chanel and get the fucking black bag and get something brand new that's like amazing that you can just like have in your collection for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. I went to three different Chanels, three, the Saks one, Neiman's one, and the Rodeo Drive one. I couldn't spend this money if my life depended on it. There was nothing I wanted. I can't even enjoy a ridiculous, frivolous thing because I'm like, I mean, it's just a purse. Like, this is so stupid. So I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Aren't new Chanel bags like $6,000?
Yeah.
Or something? Like, it's unbelievable. I mean,
no, it's crazy expensive, but like, I drive a Hyundai. Like, I have saved this money. I have saved this money. And I was thinking about getting a piece of jewelry or something. Like, I have been thinking about this for years. Like, this would be a big investment piece. And Chanel, it retains its investment.
Yeah.
Like, you can go and sell it later. So it's like, it's, I kind of had thought myself like, okay, I can, like, at some point when I retire and go live on an island, like, I'll just sell this. It's like in the bank, but it's not making interest, you know, like, anyway.
But what are you going to do with your money when you die?
Ooh, that's a good question.
No, I'm going to die broke. I'm spending it all.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm retiring big. I mean, I have a will and there's money that I want to leave behind for like all my faux nieces and nephews and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we're going to like fucking go big. Like I
live large
in the next like 5 years, I think.
Yeah, you should.
And I want to do like some charity work and then just like part time. And I think Chris wants to like get out of the music business and just like consult. Like,
oh, yeah, you just got to go part time.
And then I want to like be on a boat and like just be like rolling around. Like I'm not working much longer. I'm out.
So I had a meeting with Kelty's financial advisor, like the company that does all of her money, because I'm trying to be like Kelty and invest the way that Kelty does, because she is a fucking beast. Uh-huh. And they ask you that question that they're like, so, you know, at what age are you planning to retire? Like, so we can work backwards. I'm like, I don't think
I'm actually retired at the moment.
I'm like, how do I answer this question? I'm like, I kind of freelance for myself. He's like, do you think by 65? I'm like, I hope so. I don't know. How do we answer these questions? I was very stressed out.
What did you say? Were you honest?
Yeah.
I said, well, he like, I don't know. He made me nervous. So I said 60.
That's good.
It's terrible. 45,
why?
Babe, 45.
I need your guidance, Kelty. We can talk about it later.
Help you offline. Like he's basically saying like when you make an investment, like a lot of these are long-term investments, right?
Right.
So he's trying to figure out like, hey, when do you need this nest egg to buy your house? And mm-hmm. then the next big thing you're going to purchase is your retirement, essentially. So like, at what point are you going to stop working and want to be paid out on that money? So if you say 65, he's going to assume that you're working and putting into the retirement bank until you're 65. So your savings each year are going to be, your savings goal is going to be way less because you have till you're 65. What you need to say to him is like, I want to be off the grid at 45. Like I'll still work, I'll freelance, I'll whatever, but like, I don't want to have to be worrying about like my life after 50.
Oh.
And then he's going to say, okay, well then you need to save this amount of money every year until then. Mm. And we need to put your money in funds that you don't need 30 years to get the money. Maybe it's a 10 year, maybe it's a short term, because I mean, not to go crazy on you guys here for a minute, but let me give you a little lesson. There's international and then there's American stocks. And so when the American stocks are doing really well and the American like economy is doing well, the world is bad. And when the world is bad, world is good, America's usually doing bad. And so you want to have some money in both because it's growing at different times. There's like America's growing fast right now. So you're like excited about Apple and all these different things and you're making that money. But long term, you're going to want to have some international because America is going to flop at some point.
Right. Ugh. This shit stresses me out.
I know. It is really, really stressful. But
did he tell you about making the maximum contribution into your SEP IRA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tax free and like you can save on taxes for that.
Yeah. I've always been doing that.
That's
well,
like
what's crazy about Jack is
ever.
That she's like actually really fucking good at her money and you've saved a ton of money. You just haven't put it anywhere. So it's sitting there like a dead weight.
Yeah,
it's not working for me the way that it needs to be.
Absolutely not. So literally anything you do, Jack, is going to be helpful. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Anything you do, but like also I feel like there's a fear, like I feel like there's an imposter syndrome with you and your money where because you never have had like a corporate job, you're like it's like in this little egg and you don't want to mess with it. You don't want to f*** with it. So like, you don't want to buy the house. You don't actually want to spend the money on the house because then the money's gone. Like it's this really safety thing.
Well, it's also different because my whole like career before Lady Gang was so volatile. And like some years I'd make a lot of money. Other years I would lose money. Like there was never any sort of a way that I could predict how much like income I was going to make every year. So I think that there is that fear because it's like, I don't want to lose it all next year. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird really, being your own boss.
It's weird being your own boss. And it's a lot of like, you know, I see it between Chris and I, because Chris has like a proper like paycheck career and I don't. And it's like super scary when you're like, well, if the bottom drops out, like we're fucked, you know?
Right.
But you're good. You're safe. it's going to be okay.
Thanks, Colty.
Just don't look at it every day. Like, Chris looks at our investments every single day.
No.
Mortgage rates and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, that my God. Torture. Like, I look at it once a year. I do a one a year, and I'm like, okay, where are we at?
Yeah.
Anyway, I really want to get more into money on the podcast this year because I feel like it's something no one talks about. And I want to get like into the nitty gritty, but I need the right, we need the right people. We need the right experts.
I would love to do that.
Just give up your Starbucks every day. Like, that's not going to give you wealth, and it's not going to like change your life in a big way. Like, not having your $6 coffee is like not the secret to not having debt.
Right. No, I would love that if we could do like a money episode or like a money special or something like that, because they don't teach us shit in college or high school at all about money. It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Speaking of, we have more Ask Me Anything questions, and this is a good one because it is a money question, and then we'll move on. Should I share finances with my fiance once we get married if he is $60,000 in debt?
Well, what kind of debt is it? Is it because he's bad with money, or is it because he went to an expensive college?
Yeah.
Or bought a house and then lost his job? Like, there's types of debt that are shitty, but it's not necessarily a reflection on the type of relationship they have with money. If he does have a bad relationship with money and he's not, I think you should probably wait to get married until he figures out his situation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Cause you're going to be so resentful. That is the, like, one of the one things in a marriage that causes so much resentment is when one person's good with money and the other one is not. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to like make a contract with each other about how he plans on paying it off and how it should affect your life in no way or very little ways, because that's not fair. I mean,
you should always probably have your own account with a good chunk of your money in it too, because it wouldn't be the first time that like somebody that was bad with their money ended up dipping into somebody else's account to pay for whatever they're spending their money on. So I would definitely proceed with caution whatever you're gonna do.
Yeah, that's hard.
And I would also look at like a debt consolidation, and there's all, especially with COVID, there's all these different programs that the government has put in place where if you're struggling in some way, again, we don't know how he got the debt. Like, were you buying Ferraris? Like, that's not going to be okay. Yeah. But there's all these different ways to get around it and like figure it out. But I agree with Becca. Like, I would wait on getting married because the debt is going to, like, it's your vacation, it's your wedding, it's your honeymoon, it's your down payment for a house. Like, you got to get that stuff clean. And actually, there's so many inspiring, we have a Lady Gang Gets Out of Debt Facebook group, and there's so many girls that have been like, I paid off $30,000 in 1 year, here's how I did it. Like, it's crazy. Like, anyway, there's all these different ways to do that. So, I'm excited for you, and
good luck.
Don't marry him yet. Just wait a little bit. Okay. What is something you wish you knew before you were 30?
It would have been nice to know that I was leaving the worst part of my life behind. Like, you think your 20s, and for some people, maybe they are fabulous, but I think for the majority, you're pretending they're fabulous, but inside you're struggling and like dying. So it would have been nice for someone to be like, you did it. You got to a much better chapter. It's going to be exciting to become an adult, because truly you're not really an adult until you're 30, in my opinion. And I also wish someone had told me to freeze my eggs.
Yes.
Amen.
Jack?
I wish somebody would have told me to stop giving so much of my energy to fucking douchebag guys in my 20s. And to have like a little bit more self-respect and self-worth when it came to dating. Like, I was putting so much of my self-worth on like what other people thought of me and like the value that they put onto me, when in reality it had nothing to do with them at all. So I think, but that's only something that you can learn through going through it, I guess.
I know.
So it's like a catch 22, but it's nice looking back being like, oh, none of this, I mean, it all mattered so much to like get me to where I am, but like all you motherfuckers can go kick rocks.
Kick some fucking rocks.
Amen.
I feel very the same as both of you. I wish that someone had told me. I wish I had been more grateful for my body. Just like the health, the movement, like it was just so, you're like, oh, I want to go on this vacation. I'm just going to work out for like 5 minutes. And then like it, the ass like bounced up, you know, like I have to work so hard at like fitness and feeling good in my skin. And when you're 20s, you're just like, you're so fucking beautiful and you have no idea how beautiful you are. Like I look back at those photos and even on my worst day, I mean, I was a train wreck with like a blonde mullet and a bad eyebrow, but like there's just so much life there, you know? And I just, man, I really took that for granted. So what
about yeah.
She's an old fucking hag now.
Today's episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Truebill. So we've all done the thing where we sign up for like a free trial and then don't realize that it's being auto-renewed and we're paying for something that we never wanted to pay for in the first place. And did you know that that is a business scam that's out to get you? So don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. So Truebill is a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. And on average, people save up to $720 per year with Truebill. That is a lot of money. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts with Truebill and they'll cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. So don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/ladygang. Go right now. That is Truebill.com/ladygang. It could save you thousands of dollars per year. Again, Truebill.com/ladygang.
I want to thank Blue Land for supporting Lady Gang and also influencing me to buy all the Blue Land products because of Lady Gang. So I heard about Blue Land when they came on board as a sponsor, and it's such a great system. Every year, 5 billion plastic hand soap cleaning bottles are thrown into the waste. It's the kind of recycling that just kind of never makes it through the system. And if you've been anywhere in the world, you've seen these bottles, just the trash all over the place. So here's what Blue Land does. Every month, I order my laundry tablets, my dish tablets, my glass cleaning, my bathroom cleaner, and they come in these little tablets because the thing that you're buying at the store that you're lugging in with your groceries is mostly water anyway. So it comes with these reusable little containers. One's pink for one, one's blue for one. You put in the little tablet, you add your own water at home. It takes up less space. It's less difficult to bring and have and store in your house, and the cleaning products are amazing. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order when you go to blueland.com/ladygang. That's 20% off your first order of any Blue Land products at blueland.com/ladygang. blueland.com/ladygang.
Today's episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Coors Light, my favorite. You know, this has been a crazy year so far. I feel like we're finally getting into the swing of things. So when I want to kind of unwind and chill out, I grab a Coors Light. And there's only one beer that's literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. The mountains on the bottles and cans even turn blue when your beer is cold because there's nothing worse than drinking a warm beer. So when you need to hit reset, just open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, which means it's literally made to chill. And it's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. So when you need to just chill out, you can just pop open a Coors Light. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's literally made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart or by going to CoorsLight.com/lady. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Progressive. What's one thing you'd purchase with a little extra savings? A weighted blanket, smart speaker, that new self-care trend that you keep hearing about? Well, Progressive wants to make sure you're getting what you want by helping you save money on car insurance. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average, and customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts when they sign up. Discounts like having multiple vehicles on your policy. Progressive offers outstanding coverage and award-winning claim service. Day or night, they have customer support 24/7, 365 days a year. When you need them most, they're at their best. A little off your rate each month goes a long way. Get a quote today at progressive.com and see why 4 out of 5 new auto customers recommend Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary. Discounts vary and are not available in all states and situations.
The Lady Gang.
How do you feel thinking that there are people all over the world on all ages listening to you right now?
I don't really think that anybody is.
No, I always think that literally zero people listen to our podcast.
But I had a revelation the other day. Every time we have a live show, I think I say this to you guys. I'm like, who the fuck wants to see us? Like, who are
I wouldn't pay to see us.
Losers. Who want to see us? Like, you want to see three dumbass girls with like barely a college degree between the three of us and like nothing smart to say. And then this special thing happened. I have been listening to Smartless, mm-hmm. the podcast, and I've been a fan of other podcasts in the past. Like, you know, I love Armchair Expert. I love, like, there are ones that I've been a fan of, but I've yet to have that moment where I'm like, they're going to be on tour. I need to go see them in my city.
Yeah.
Until Smartless said something on their podcast about how they were going to go on the road. And I went on my Instagram while driving, very dangerous, and looked at the schedule. Unfortunately, they're not making it to Texas yet. They haven't announced a Texas leg.
Uh-oh.
But I was like, oh my God, this is actually so exciting. I now understand what that's like, because they're just going to be sitting around talking to each other. It's not going to be anything, but I have to see it. I want to see it. And so I'm excited now to go on the road because I get you guys now. I get it.
I think we've done like a good thing by also incorporating like it being a girls' night and like a little bit rowdy and more yes. of an experience, because it takes less of the pressure or more of the pressure off of us uh-huh. to perform and have everybody staring at us, and more as like a group effort, you know, mm-hmm. like the audience participation matters.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if, Becca, how's your tap?
Oh my God.
I'm not tap dancing.
I may want
to tap dance.
You can tap dance.
I can't wait.
I'm actually not good at all.
I'm not a good tapper at all, but it would give me something. Okay, how's your point work?
I'm not. You have arthritis in your self-diagnosed arthritis in your feet. You're not going to get in point shoes on the road.
Like ballet?
But tap could be cute.
Okay, my friend Brittany Parks is like yeah. one of the world's greatest tap dancers too. She could choreograph something that was simple-ish.
For us. Would you do it with me if we did it?
I do feel strongly that we need to have some form of an entertainment aspect to the show. I don't know what it is, but
I'm
saying,
will you sing a song?
No.
This is not a fucking talent show.
Okay. It's not, yeah, it's not
Jack,
like
a talent, it's not a talent
fair.
Show because what talent are you bringing?
None. I can do shots or something.
You could do a monologue from your child acting days.
Oh my God.
You could do Mary Poppins.
No, refuse.
I think we could come up with
like,
something.
Is there, I know other podcasts bring like a group, like a dance group or something from each town in. That just yeah. seems like a lot of work.
So I don't want to do
no.
doing tap.
No. It should just be us.
No, I do want a dance moment that it's only Kelsey too.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. That'll
she
happen.
Needs her star to shine.
She could open the show.
Yeah.
And I could join in.
Okay.
Or something.
And I think I do like this tap dance aspect because I feel like Kelsey might be able to bring her top hat back.
I want to do a full costume. Like, I want to have a custom rhinestone Dancing with a Star costume made.
Oh, I'll wear the costume.
You will?
I'll figure out what I'm going to do.
What if you roller skate? My brother got me some roller skates for Christmas. Like, you could just roller in. What if you roller in and you get those little things that like explode the confetti? And so while we're tap dancing, you're just like throwing confetti.
Will they allow tap shoes and roller skates on these stages?
Well, don't ask for permission is my goal.
We're asking for forgiveness.
Do we have to perform? Should we audition for Roxy Hart at every stop and have the girls vote?
Oh my God.
I mean, honestly,
that's not a bad idea.
I feel like it could be epic.
And I can just be the judge or like the presenter.
Go around and decide, like you can.
I'll ask the audience like what they're thinking.
Yeah, what if we have it like
applause meter?
Just if we're going to do this, it needs to be like we need to judge on different areas. It can't just be voice.
Well, that's weird because we should just judge it on how they cast the show, which is
it
all areas.
Dance. It should be dance. It should be voice. It should be will to live. It should be stage presence.
Kelty definitely needs like a tenacity.
Flexibility.
Like, yeah.
I'm pretty
drive
sure
and determination
will to live so
it's
far.
It's like figure skating. It's like your technical merit is and your artistic merit, like your will to live.
Okay. Well, we'll brainstorm.
Yeah.
I'm not nixing it.
Like Becca, we could make a tapped. Wait, what if we go, you know, those like costume catalogs where you used to order your dance costumes from? We'll do a dance costume and then we'll get like a secret like L and then you can wear the G. And then Jack can come along with the fucking gun that points out t-shirts.
The cannon?
Wait,
t-shirt cannon?
Jack, how is your ribbon gymnastics?
Unknown.
I'm going to get you a kit. I feel like you could get good at this.
No.
You know what I'm talking about? The rhythmic gymnastics with the ribbon?
Yeah.
I'm not going to perform.
It's not performing. You're just ribboning.
That is a performance.
Yeah. You're not roping me into this, but I will wear the costume.
I do love the skate roller skaters on TikTok.
I know.
Oh, they're amazing.
I wish I could do that. I just
Should
can't.
Should we take class?
Everybody, that's what everybody did during quarantine. Like everybody taught themselves how to roller skate.
Yeah.
I'm and now so they're bad. All doing like flips.
Would you do a roller skate routine? A trio.
I gotta see how I am on a roller skate. I'm probably pretty good on a roller skate.
I thought the same, and then I went to a roller rink, and it was geriatric. It was.
Oh my God! It's like when I went to you know those trampoline like parks.
Yes.
It's my friends and I were like, oh my God, this will be so fun. We're like, we're gonna bounce around. I took my first bounce, and I'm like, my whole body basically collapsed on itself. Like this is
all
not
I think of is my boobs. Like my boobs are always sore for whatever reason. Every cycle of my period, I have sore boobs now.
Yeah,
that's all I could think about. I would have to duct tape my boobs to my body.
Oh,
comfortably
no,
jump.
It's more like your bones are just like crushing into each other because all your cartilage is gone.
I remember one time I did a story on like it was someone's stunt double and we were at this gym and the gym had a runway like Jonathan Van Ness style where it's like the bouncy runway and you run and then you jump and then you fall into the foam pit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to do this and I got to get this for Instagram. Like this is going to be epic. And like at one point I do have a video of me in Hong Kong learning how to do back handsprings on a tumbling mat because we had like tumblers with us for a gig. Anyway, long story short, I did it and I was like, I and crushed it. Like when I woke up in the foam pit, I was like, that's Instagram gold. And then I watched myself back and I was like a geriatric like Magda from Something About Mary with this like horrifically low mid-level shitty flip.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. Yep, that's all of us now doing
also, I had a really
pretty much
bad,
anything.
This is prefabletics. I had such a bad legging collection. Like it was like it's just such ugly legging and it was my favorite legging. It's the legging I wore to that workout class that we did that one time. It was like all different colors. It's so ugly.
Like a LuLaRoe?
It looked like a LuLaRoe, but it wasn't. But like just terrible. Don't wear that legging. It's so ugly.
Printed leggings, not for me.
Not for me either.
Anyway, well, this was fun. Sorry we didn't get to more questions, but it's over.
Was that?
It's over.
Yeah, but let us know what we should do on tour. Can we take a poll?
Yeah, we need some suggestions.
There
just like
twins.
Any suggestions.
Oh, I wish I could pull up the TikTok. There's twins, guys, who tap dance. And it's dope.
Dude, I would love nothing more. See, the thing about tap dancing is it's so fucking easy, Jack. Like, we
no.
I know, but we could just it's get you easy. One of those baby little pairs of tap shoes and you could just heel, toe, toe, like across the stage in the costume and just snap your fingers.
No. I won't be doing that.
If you want to wear the costume, you're going to have to tap.
No. No tapping for me.
Okay. Well, roller skates then. Anyway, I'm excited about tour, guys. We got to start planning this. We got to start
rehearsing. I know, it'll be so fun.
I want it to be like Becca, like it's mm-hmm. a fucking routine. Like this is a gift from God for our viewers.
What happens when we have to do an outfit change? Because you two bitches would leave me by myself up there when you did your outfit change. But if I'm now in a costume, what do we do with that time?
Okay, here's my thought. What if we do the tap dance roller skate extravaganza, then we play an inspirational video about us, like a like a overview, like welcome to the Lady Gang, 500 shows, blah blah blah, and it's a 2-minute video, and we do the quick change behind.
I just love the fact that we're opening up our own show, and then we leave. And then it gets announced, and then we come back.
Can I just show you?
Hold on. I have a quick story. While Becca finds the TikTok. So one of my oh, here it is. Well, they're not actually.
They're doing like river dancing.
That's clogging. Yeah,
these aren't the people I'm looking for.
Okay, so one of my terrible dance jobs was I was a opening dancer for Collective Soul, the band.
Yeah.
And it was called the Road to Vegas Tour. Clearly, Vegas tourism was paying for it. And so before Collective Soul, who's like a rock band, went on, we went out and did a dance routine. So we would normally do a dance routine, and then the opening band would go on, and we would go change. And then we would do a dance routine, and then Collective Soul would come out. But there was one time we were playing the House of Blues, and there was no opening band. And so we went in our white costumes and we did our feeling good routine with canes, and everyone was like, what the f- is this? Like, it was so awful. But then there was no band to change. So we just left, and then we changed for like 20 minutes. And then we came back down to do the next routine. People were fucking throwing shoes at us.
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds so hard. They were like, Collective Soul, Collective Soul, get the off the stage. And it was horrible.
Yeah, we can't have that happening to us.
But we are Collective Soul, so
yeah.
We are excited. Okay, bye. Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingberg, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.
This February on Pluto TV, we're putting the spotlight on iconic black talent. Watch your favorite movies like Top 5, 48 Hours, and More Than a Game. And drop in to binge black TV classics like The Bernie Mac Show and Moesha. Pluto TV has hundreds of channels and thousands more movies and TV shows all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.